the purpose of this next 10 minutes is to stop, to reflect, and to restore. Rather than continuously moving at pace, we choose to be still, even if only for a while. We're not ignoring our needs or denying our challenges. Rather, we are choosing not to be defined by them. We are people who give care for others so much, but for this short time, we care for ourselves. As this music plays, bring your whole self into the place where you are. Become aware of your body, your feet on the ground or the seat beneath you. Become aware of your breathing. And become aware of whatever it is that's showing up inside you. Your thoughts and feelings, memories, any sensations. It's important to acknowledge the thoughts and feelings present, even if they're uncomfortable. By John Greenleaf Whittier, called Don't Quit. When things go wrong, as they sometimes will, when the road you're trudging seems all uphill, when the funds are low and the debts are high, and you want to smile but you have to sigh, when care is pressing you down a bit, rest if you must, but don't you quit. Life is strange with its twists and turns, as every one of us sometimes learns. And many a failure comes about when he might have won had he stuck it out. Don't give up, though the pace seems slow. You may succeed with another blow. Success is failure turned inside out, the silver tint of the clouds of doubt. And you never can tell just how close you are. It may be near when it seems so far. So stick to the fight when you're hardest hit. It's when things seem worst that you must not quit. Where in your life does it all feel like it's going uphill right now? What would it feel like to realize that you were closer than you think? What or who would help you right now to not quit? And what can you do to receive that help at this time? As this timeout draws towards an end, I invite you now to anchor yourself back in the present moment. Notice your thoughts and your feelings again. Even if they're difficult, make room for them. Acknowledge they are normal and treat yourself kindly. Come back into and connect with your physical body. Focus on the gentle movement of your breath. Slowly push your feet or hands into the ground around you. Straighten your back. Slowly stretch your arms, your neck, your shoulders. Take a deep breath in. And release it slowly. Come back into the present moment and focus on what is in your power to do, what is in your control. You can't control what happens in the future, and you can't always control your feelings, but you can control what you do here and now, and what you do here and now matters. It makes a huge difference to yourself and all those around you. We are not people of fear. We are people of courage. We are not people of greed. We are people of generosity. We are people who give and who love wherever we are, for as long as we can. And we are not alone. We are people who are part of something bigger. So as this time draws to an end, let us once again rise up, go out, and offer ourselves to the moment at hand.